Blog Talk Radio. look bright. But didn't know the earth was full of foul motherfuckers trying to show they worth. It was like a curse. I got a call telling me a bunch of y'all got hurt. Couldn't get your dad. I was getting dressed. Car was broken, overheating, but still I pressed. It was cutting off. I'll pull it over. Let it cool down. Then start all over. Then got a call down. Even at the house. Let them know what it was so we can be out. Got the UMD. Tell me why you ain't survived, you was only three. A open casket for a baby, it ruined me.
What's up, y'all? It's me again. This is Jay from Live in the Day with Jay. I'm your host. I'm glad that you are able to join me for yet another great show. Got some really important things we need to talk about, some things that's going on in our community, some things that's going on nationwide that we really, truly need to take a look at. I know you guys have been keeping up with the news and you've seen some of the horrible stories that's going on right now. Guys, we got a lot of things that we need to get done. A lot of things. Number to call is 516-531-9315. We're going to be talking a little bit about police brutality today on today's show. Want to know what you feel, what you think about the state of the relationship that we have with the police department. And it doesn't look good. Don't look good. And there's things that we can do to probably make it better. We just have to make it happen. Number again is 516-531-9315. Also, you know, I tell you guys all the time that I support our local indie artists. And I am going to bring someone on shortly that is an independent artist here in this area that has just started rapping. And I think it's really interesting, his story, but I'm going to bring him on, and he's going to talk to you a little bit about what his journey is looking like thus far, and he's also going to play his new single that's surrounding the area. People are liking it. You know, hey, I give you the platform. That's what I told you I do. I told you I support our indie artists, and that's what I mean. Number to call is 516-531-9315. Also, guys, we need to come collectively together and support one another's business in the Gaston County area. And I got some bones to pick with some people in the area, especially you cats that's leaving me on red. I don't like that. I don't like that. If I see your message, you need to be responding. Don't be coming back at me with nothing. That's how it goes. That's how I want it to go. That's how it should go, in the words of camaraderie and all that good stuff. So I'm looking forward to the dialogue when it comes to talking about the police brutality, the things that's going on in our nation, and why we have to be on alert at all times. Now, y'all, listen, I have police officers that are great friends. I have some that are great friends. And you know, I know all of them are not like that. But what we need for the ones that are not doing the things that they shouldn't be doing, to speak up and speak out against the ones that are doing those things. I don't like it when I see so many young people, you know, I ain't even going to say young men, young black males and females, are afraid when the police pull up behind them or get pulled up, because they don't know what's going to happen. This is the world we live in right now. And it's not a good one. It shouldn't be like that. So I'm really eager to hear some of the things that you want to say, or that you got to say, when it comes to the relationship between the police and the community. When is it going to get better? What do we have to do to make it better? Number to call is 516-531-9315. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay.
how too many nights have passed me by, and too many mornings fill my eyes, still wet with the tears that I cry for you. Oh, come back, baby, yeah, yeah.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
The show number to call is 516-531-9315. Again, that number is 516-531-9315. Guys, in just a minute, I'm going to bring on somebody who approached me earlier last week about coming on the show and just, you know, exploring the fact of being able to share their musical talent with you guys. And like I told you guys, before I bring this individual on, I want you guys to know that I stick by what I say. I do love my indie artists. I think my indie artists are some of the greatest artists on the face of this earth. I will put my indie artists up against any mainstream any day because I got some indie artists in my hands, my grasp, that I know can go get it and definitely are polished. So I really respect the grind that the indie artists put out there. And I want you guys to really Just respect what you're about to be exposed to, because it's a little different, but it's a positive difference. And I want you guys to understand that if we don't stick with one another, who else is going to stick with us? I mean, it doesn't take too much more for us to realize that we are on our own in this world. We are on our own, and all we got is each other. And we continue to give each other's butts to kiss. Only when it's somebody that's been hit over the head by the police or killed or this or hurt is when we decide to come together. We got to come together before that stuff happened, and it won't happen. If we are together as one before these things can start coming into fruition, then it will not happen, people. It will not happen. I promise you. If we learn how to get each other's backs like we say we got each other's back, there will be a lot of changes in this world. I am sorry for the families of the people who have lost their lives to police brutality, stupid police. I do have friends that are policemen, and if they're listening, they know I'm not speaking on them. I'm talking about those dumb idiots, the ones that should not be having a badge right now or ever. Your job is to protect and serve, not to harass and kill. At what point in time are we going to realize that we have to do some serious thinking with one another about who we put in some of these seats. When are we going to start doing the right thing? I'm tired of seeing black people die. I'm tired of seeing black people die. Senseless death. I'm tired of it. Enough is enough is enough. We sit up every Dr. King holiday talking about we have a dream and how much we love Dr. King and what he done for the country and mankind. Man, forget that. When are we going to realize that we need to do something different with each other? All right, guys. I'm off my soapbox. My first guest I'm going to bring to the show, he is from Gastonia, North Carolina. He approached me, like I said, about playing his music on the show. And I told you guys I give you an open forum. I want you guys to realize that this is an open forum for you, and I want you to embrace that. I do this show for the people. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on the show none other than NBA Charles, new rap artist here in Gastonia.
How you doing, bro? Hello? Hello? There.
NBA, are you on?
I'm doing good. How you doing today?
I'm good. How you doing, brother?
I'm blessed.
Well,
I
really appreciate you reaching out to me and wanting to play your music on the show and letting people get a feel for who you are and what you're trying to get accomplished. If you can tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. How did this journey start with you? You hear?
Okay, I was at Remedies. I was a DJ at Remedies. She had gave me a chance to be a DJ at Remedies. I always wanted to be a rapper, but because of my health issue, I had open heart surgery, and I talk a little slow. I feel like people were pissing on me, so I decided to having a little rock CD out going for myself. So I call everybody Buddy, and I like Buddy, and everybody say that would be a good call for Buddy. I would like to thank my manager, Tommy Frank, for giving me the opportunity of becoming a rapper.
Wow. So you said you had open heart surgery, right?
Yes, sir.
And look at you. You're here. You're still here. So that's a testament that, you know, God is not through with you. God has big things in store for you. And
yes,
I really want to get into this song. So before we play it, tell me a little bit about the song. I know you say you used to call everybody Buddy, and the catchphrase is really interesting. And I think that you are going to get a lot of feedback, a lot of positive feedback from it. And that's what I'm hoping for you, is that you get some positive feedback from this, you know, and for whatever I can do on this platform, you know, I'm going to definitely help you as much as I can. But we just want the community to embrace you. We want the community to embrace you and embrace, you know, just the love of the story. The love of the story is amazing to me. It's amazing to me because like someone just posted in the chat, it just shows that you can do anything no matter who you are, and you are absolutely correct. So we're gonna go ahead and play this track. I want everybody to hear this track, all right? So this is NBA Charles, and the track is called Don't Get It Twisted Because I Called You Buddy, all right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Thank you so much.
NBA Charles. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, I'm gonna tell you, it's a dope beat. It's a dope beat. Now let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
How long you been rapping?
I just started.
So you just started and you come out with a product like that?
I just started about 2 weeks ago, and I already performed at Legends.
So you've already gotten some performances under your belt also?
Yes, sir. I did a show about 2 weeks ago at Legends, and they played my song at the Modoc Room in Charlotte, and they loved it.
Okay. So what?
Yes, sir.
What
I got
now?
More shows.
What's next? What do you want to do next?
I wanted to, like, perform at shows, different shows and stuff. And I want people.
Okay, well, you know, go ahead.
I want to get put out there, and I want to continue to feed back to my community. Like, I want to continue feeding the homeless like I've been doing.
So you feed the homeless.
I wanted to continue to feed the homeless like I've been doing, and I wanted to live back for my community that gave to me. I want to give back to my community.
Hey, that's nothing but love. That's nothing but love, and I appreciate you out there doing what you're doing, and that's what it's all about. It's about being one unit with each other, and you got the right idea. And as long as you have the right idea with helping people, with giving back to your community, then I promise you, whatever you're trying to do, it is going to be very successful. And you got to know that. You still here with me?
Yes, sir.
So what? I know you say you want to perform in other shows. You know, we got the Independent Artist Festival coming up soon. Is that something that you're looking at trying to get involved in?
Yes, sir. I will.
Okay. We'll definitely talk off air, and I hope that you continue no matter what, because you're going to have those people that are going to say whatever they're going to say, but what you're doing is a very positive thing, and you keep being positive, young brother.
Okay.
You keep being positive. You got this platform whenever you need it. Just make sure that you don't stop whatever you're doing.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
NBA Charles, I appreciate you coming on the show. I think that what you are doing is a very good thing, and I think that you need to embellish the moment. I think that you need to continue. Mm-hmm. You definitely keep feeding the homeless and getting those blessings. I appreciate you coming on the show, brother.
Good job, sir.
All right. We will connect.
I appreciate you having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, no doubt. Is there any shout-outs you want to give before you get off of here?
Yes, sir. I would give a shout-out to my mama, Valerie Francis. I want to give a shout-out to my great boy, Tommy, and to my manager.
Okay.
That about it. I want to give a shout-out to Remedy for helping me get through this.
It sounds like they've done a lot for you. That's all right, man. I appreciate you coming on the show.
I appreciate you for having me on the show today, sir.
Hey, you know, we're gonna continue to support each other. I know I am. I'm going to do my part, and I'm going to go well above
okay.
and beyond to do what I need to do. So I appreciate you, and we definitely connect off the air, all right?
Have a good night.
All right, brother. This brother had open heart surgery, and he is out here making rhymes. Now, I don't know if you like it. I personally don't care if you like it, but, you know, that you got to give respect where respect's due, because there's some people sitting out here who's not doing anything, who say they can do things and not doing nothing. And then there's some people out here who's in the middle of a little bit of everything and don't know which way is up, around, behind them, beside them, or whatever the case may be. They just out here doing chaotic mess. So give the brother some support. Give him some credit. Give us some support, you know. That's what it's all about, y'all. If we can't support one another, who is going to support for us? 516-531-9315. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Sure as the cold snow blow off of Lake Erie. I drop rhymes with vision and fury, the judge and the jury of my own circumference, which means I control my destiny effortlessly. You checking for me? I already been there. I'm 5 steps ahead of you. All you see is my residence. I'm telling you, I got the feel for this funk, and they ain't come to see you because it's me that they want. So methodically, I step up, speaking the mic with the pure intentions of shedding some insight. A dim light eventually blows out, but I'm halogen. I'm back to do my thing and run this funk flow mal again. You want to ride with me, just hop on in. I put it in gear and get the funk up out of here. In the 1500 Dodge Ram, I like the cruise. Turn up the sound, Zone 7 is my music.
Them programmers examine the way they get down and do my thing. Huh. And I ain't worried about the next man, I'm in my own lane. Huh. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do my thing. I carry the heavy load.
Yeah, now I done been up and I've been down. I rock Omegas to Elias, but my mama named me Christian Brown. I went from bare ass courage to balling out of control. Skeeting with no rubber and numerous coochie holes. To rob the 22 put in the hospital. 4 biological children plus 1 and 1 possible. Can't break the cycle of my dad, I was going mad. Therapeutic lyrics memorized from the pen and pad. But this is my getaway, still I can go on. But I ain't trying to flip a feature into my song. So I'm back to the money even though I never left it. Call myself a go-getter cause I'm always trying to get it. In the booth or in the streets, even on the 9 to 5. No surrender, no retreat, I stay striving to survive. Now this mission is complete and you done seen it come alive. I rock, Dre rock, the mic tech enterprise.
All right,
all right, I've been behind the scenes working on it. Building my brand for this funky moment. I don't give a damn about what you think or what you say. You try to hinder me to get out the way. Got a lot of work to do and my time is limited. Papa Joe told me you start a job, you finish it. So I'ma be here until it's my time to go. Relentless, consecutively, continuous. I ain't gonna lie to you, chasing my dream, my life's been hectic and strenuous. But I was taught to never give up or self-destruct. Your back's against the wall, get your weight up. With God first, I can do anything. Huh. Yeah. With God first, I can do anything. So it's the funk that I bring. Huh.
Them programmers examine the way you get down and do my thing. And I ain't worried about the next man. I'm in my own lane. My mama taught me a long time ago to just get down and do your thing.
Everybody works out of their own bag. Can you understand that? I can understand. Go ahead and sing. Hey.
I can understand.
Something sweet as a candy bar.
What's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
You are now listening to Lively Day with Jay. Now go get him, Daddy.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 516-531-9315. That number again is 516-531-9315. Talking a little bit off the air in one of the chat rooms. I had like four of them open. One of the chat rooms, talking to someone who I guess they call themselves coming for me on in the chat, but and they're going to turn around and ask me to play some of their music. If you don't sit down somewhere, yeah, I play your music. Send it to me. I play your music. You got the it's jradioshow1@gmail.com. Yeah, I play your music. Send it to me. Even though you're sitting there being foolish, send it to me. We'll get you some airplay if that's what you need to do. Since you say you're in Chicago and you don't know which one, and you can go to 9:99 a.m. and then you can check it out. All right, but first and foremost, before I get to running my mouth a little bit, I want to thank Chicago, South Philly. I want to thank New York. I want to thank Florida, Tallahassee, Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, Houston, Little Rock, Arkansas. I want to thank Bakersfield, California, Colorado, and up in Washington State, Seattle, and Tacoma. Thank you guys for continuing to support the show. We ain't even going to talk about across the seas because we can say South Africa. We can say Ireland. We can say, and of course, Ireland and Canada and in the UK. Thank you guys for continuing to support the show. Thank you for continuing to listen to the show. Some of the places I call around here, thank you for playing the show on your stations. I really appreciate it. And for homeboy that's in the chat that's really running his mouth, I think you need to like really, really check out the show and see what it's about. But if you send me your information, I play it. I'll help you out since you don't have anywhere else to play your music but your car. I'll help you out. I promise you I will. That's how we work here. And I'm not even going to go there with you. I'm going to help you out. So just send me your information, all right? But, guys, this is what I've been talking about. This is the type of things that we have to go through as people, as brothers and sisters with one another. We don't want to do what we need to do to make sure that we are being one unit. I don't understand it. I don't understand. Just like the song, Calvin's song, just left. I don't understand it. You know, why can't we be one unit? There is some very good things that's going on in Gastonia. Very good things. One good thing is the Independent Artist Festival. It will happen this year, and it will be bigger than it has ever been. I got some good surprises for you guys. I'm not saying too much of nothing right now. I'm going to give you a little piece at a time because I've learned my lesson. I've had so many people do things that they shouldn't do because, you know, I get on here and I tell you guys everything that's going on with the show and with me and what I got planned for you and this, that, and other. I ain't doing that no more. You will see what I have planned for you when it's ready for it to be revealed. That's how I'm going to move. I'm moving that way in 2021. I ain't going to be setting up letting nobody reveal everything that I'm doing for me. I'm going to reveal it myself when it's the time's right, and I'm going to make sure that all my plans are going to be very much 100% legit, and they are going to be for the people, and they're going to continue to be for the people because that's why I created this show. I created this show to give you guys the platform that I know some of you don't have. I know a lot of you don't have. And this platform is for you to get those messages out, to get those hard stories out, to get the help out, to ask for the help that you need, and to just express yourself daily to bring your talents to the forefront. That's what we had just a second ago with NBA Charles. And I know a lot of you might have something to say, but you know what? The brother's out here doing something positive. He seen something he liked, and he moved on it. How many of you see something you like and are scared to move on it? Or how many of you see something that someone else likes or someone else is doing, and you want to critique them, but you don't want to move on what you say you are about? That's not how things are supposed to go. We are not supposed to move in jealousy. We are not supposed to move in jealously terms or feelings. I put it that way. We're supposed to move as one single unit. Why can't we do that? Why can't we move in one single unit? I'm going to play this clip, and I we'll probably close out the show, but I'm going to play this clip, and I want you guys to listen to what he says. It's a clip that the Dalai Lama, when he went and visited Stanford, and I want you to listen to what he says. Because if it doesn't hit home with you, then you probably in the wrong mindset right now. But here's the Dalai Lama with a message to the University of Stanford. Oh, forgive all that, guys.
Stanford University.
Changing mind only through compassion or education, not by force. We have to find ways and means to solve that through dialogue. In order to carry meaningful dialogue, first, it is necessary respect the other who have different view. Consider part of we, part of humanity, my future also depend on them. So respect and listen their interest. And tell them our interest and try to find mutually agreeable solution. That's the only way. Like a Palestine problem. Both sides stand firm. Then confrontation. Now 21st century, now 10 years passed. Now 90 years yet to come. Now these young people, you are the people who belongs 21st century. My generation belongs to 20th century, already gone, now ready to say goodbye. So these young people, now you should think how to bring this century, more peaceful century, more compassionate century. So peace, compassionate, does not mean no longer any problem. Problem there. So long human being there, human intelligence there, different interests, different views, always there. There is no other alternative, only through talk. That's the wisdom side. Then respect others' interest, genuine sense of concern or concern of others' well-being. That's the basis. So combine these two things, genuine spirit of dialogue can develop. What do you think?
So he said something that was profound to me. He said that you have to forget about the differences you have with people. You have to forget about how you're different from somebody and embrace their differences along with their faults, along with their shortcomings, and along with their successes. Those are true words to go by. Those are words that definitely need to sink in. So many times we are at each other because we don't really understand. We don't really understand how to approach one another. Guys, we approach each other in love. And honest, I mean honest love, not conniving love, not love that where you trying to get something from somebody. I'm talking like honest love. If we approach one another in that manner, I promise you, there will be nothing that we cannot accomplish. You know, and it brings me to something. Earlier this week on Facebook, I posted something saying that I was giving away free hugs. And the people that I knew would responded. But the people, let me take that back. The people, yeah, I say it that way. The people that I knew were going to respond, they responded. The people I expected to respond, crickets. But then they come off with their wonderful sayings of the day and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Out of all these people that call themselves friends on Facebook with me, I had about under 20 people that responded to that. Now, I wasn't hurt by it. Well, I was disappointed. I wasn't hurt by it, but I was disappointed. But the people that did respond, they turned that disappointment into sheer joy. But this is what I'm talking about with fake love. You can't give someone fake love and think that they're going to have your back. If you tell somebody that you genuinely care about them, be careful with that. Because love is a very strong word, and love definitely have to have action behind it. So just saying you love somebody is not enough. You got to put action behind it. And it has to be pure action. It's got to be action from the heart. It's got to be action that is going to make changes, positive changes. Not just because you want to say it. You don't play like that. Guys, I promise you that you have to do things in a better way. We have to move in a better way. We have to move in a more loving way. I'm no preacher. I'll be the first to tell you, I'm no preacher. But I do understand how to treat people. I do understand the meaning of love. I do understand the meaning of loyalty. And that's a whole nother one I can go into. Loyalty is a whole nother one I can go into. But I understand what being loyal is. Because if I tell you I'm loyal to you, I'm loyal to you. But so many people I have in my circle, that was in my circle, that is, claim to be loyal and they're not. Thus is why I layeth the smacker down and got you out of my circle. You are out of my circle. I'm not doing that in 2021. I keep telling y'all. This is going to be a changed time period for me. And I hope that you guys take it and change it for the better for yourself also. Look, I'd like to take the time today to thank NBA Charles for coming on the show, for exposing us to his music. I really appreciate it. Go support the brother. Support the brother and just give him some encouraging words, because the music business is a hard business. You can't get out here. Anybody can't get out here and make things happen. I promise you, it is a hard business, and it is a tough business. It is a critical business. It is a rude business. So show them a little love. Show them a little love, and make sure that you do the things that you need to do by you and by God. I tell you guys each and every day, I love you guys with the greatest love that I know is the love of God, because he gives it to me each and every day. I love you guys. I want you guys to continue to support the show. The show's here for you. Keep watching Shop Talk. You can go on the other Facebook page, on my Facebook page. Go to Shop Talk. Watch the episodes of Shop Talk. I promise you, you're going to like them. You're going to like all of them. We got some great surprises for you. I love you guys. And as I tell you, I will see you the next day. The Lord gives it to me. You guys have definitely, and I mean definitely, been live in the Daniel Shade. All right, guys. I always stay on.